when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all of you people listening all over the world. We're bringing you, I guess, you might say an emergency show tonight, but I guess it's emergency all over the United States, all over the world indeed. But, we've had to redo our show at the last minute today. Actually, we made one adjustment about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. But that's the way it is in live radio, especially when news is breaking these days. Minute by minute. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight, but before we go to the prayer, we're going to have Dr. Hill's going to be coming on in a minute. He's going to be saying the prayer. We're going to have three men on tonight that God Almighty, I almost cry. I love those guys so much. Of all the people in the world, you heard me say it, I can count on, two hands, men that I respect. And there's very, very few men I respect anymore. But the three of the guys coming on tonight, General Nick Glasnovic, General a.k.a. Dr. Michael Hill, my brother Gene Andrews, they're going to be coming on all tonight. Gene's going to be coming on the second hour with breaking news, what's going on in Nashville. But we're going to cover all of the incredibly deep corruption, the corruption in the United States government, in a deep state that has no end. It has no depth. It's a bottomless depth because you know what? Satan has no limits on his evil. And that's what we're gonna be talking about. But as soon as these two guys come in, as soon as General Nick comes in, as soon as General Michael Hill, Dr. Michael Hill comes on, let me give you a brief expo. You people, you probably know Dr. Michael Hill. He is the director of the League of the South. He's been the director of the League of the South for about 26 years. And he's one of the men I greatly respect here in the United States. He is a warrior's warrior. He's going to be coming on tonight for the whole 2 hours, briefing us on all things related to League of the South and also on his lawsuit, our lawsuit. I'm a member of the League of the South. Of course, Dr. Hill is too. Gene Andrews is the League of the South. So we got three leaguers on tonight. And as you know, the federal government's been suing Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs. And what they want to do is they want to destroy one of the greatest organizations still existing, still standing after Charlottesville, that represents white Christian people, not only in the South, not only in the entire United States, but all over the world. That's who they represent. Also, we're going to bring on General Nick Glasnovic. I'm so glad he called today. I tried to reach out to him, and he was finally able to get back to me. He was in Bosnia earlier. He couldn't get my phone call there. And, you know, as you probably well know, if you've been following this show, General Nick Glasnovic is not only does he reside in Croatia, he's a sitting member of Parliament. He's a former Major General. I believe he's still kind of like what we have our Secretary of Defense. But as soon as that's what we're going to be talking about in the second hour tonight, Gene Andrews is going to be coming on, giving us breaking news about what's going on in Nashville, new legislation there. It's my understanding Gene actually sat in, I guess, in the state house, and helped write some of this legislation. I'm not going to tell you much because I'm going to wait till the second hour. But it has to do with these mamby-pamby mayors and governors ordering the police to stand down. He's going to have breaking news about that. It's going to be great. So, you know, without further ado, people, I forgot to tell you the date in case you're under a rock. It is November the 7th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2020. And now, is Dr. Hill there? Do we have Dr. Hill, Stephanie? Excuse me, Bethany, do we have Dr. Hill? Okay. How are you doing tonight, Dr. Hill?
I'm fine, Eddie. How are you doing, sir? the reception under the is surface. Terrible.
Well, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I think you're going out okay. Sir. All I hear is a lot of interference.
Oh, you cannot hear me. Okay.
No, I hear a lot of interference, sir. And I hear myself,
let's see,
too.
Well, maybe I can get Bethany. Bethany, ask the general if he can get another phone, another location, another hookup. Okay. And also, people, which, as
yeah,
you
that's,
know,
that's much
we
better
have,
now. Well,
oh,
I can
great,
hear you,
great.
But I can still hear myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's been a problem with us. Maybe Bethany can work on that. Bethany is, I don't like to talk over the air like this. Okay, Bethany's going to work on that, Dr. Hill. Is there any way, Dr. Hill, I know it's tough because I've had to do it before. Is there any way you can open with a prayer with that hearing
All
yourself
right.
talk?
Yeah, I can if I have to listen to myself talk. There's just no way that I can do that. It's too distracting. Now for
okay,
the moment
well,
right now, I can't hear myself. So okay. that may be a good sign.
Well, Bethany's working on it. We've had, Lord knows, we've had our share and probably the share of 10 other radio shows, technical problems. We have a brand new computer. It's cost us a bundle. It's the best, and I bragged on it before. We have the same computer in our office right now that Sam Bushman has, the same computer he uses to syndicate, I don't know, 15, 20 shows. We have that same computer. He sent it to us. He gave us a break on the price. We have a new webmaster. We have done untold amounts of work for this show. It's just never-ending work. We're having to always overcome hurdles from you-know-who, the Antifa. But anyway, are you good to go now, Dr. Hill? I'm good to go.
I'm good to go as
great.
Long as I can't hear myself. So let's go.
Well, great. Great. Go ahead with the prayer, Dr. Hill.
Let's pray, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and ask your mercy and grace upon us as we face these tumultuous times. Nobody knows what to expect in the future, but we know trouble is coming, and we ask that you will give us wisdom, strength, courage, and daring to do the things that we'll have to do in the future. And we pray that you will guide us and direct us and let everything that we do be done for Christ's honor and glory and for the advancement of his kingdom on this earth. And I pray this in his holy and blessed name. Amen.
Amen to that. Dr. Hill, just briefly, in a few minutes, General Nick Glastovic, he's going to be coming on helping me tonight. I'll be pretty much the master of ceremonies. But before I couldn't think of anybody better to pair with you because you know the history of General Nick. He has been he served, I believe, 5 years in the Canadian Army. I think he joined when he was about 17. He did a
I know. We've met. We know each other. We met at the Nationalist Solutions Conference last year at Montgomery Bell State Park in Tennessee. Yeah, he's a fine gentleman and a good warrior for our cause.
Well, he's been following the situation going on here in the United States about this massive election fraud, voter fraud. He said all of Europe is their own pins and needles over there because the way we go, they go, you know, as far as freedom.
Yeah, that's right.
He's been watching that, and, you know, and so he's going to be, as you know, he's fought for Croatian independence and all that stuff. But anyway, Dr. Hill, I'll get on with the business. Can you fill us in on what's been going on before we go to the presidential election? What's been going on with the League of the South and the lawsuit?
Well, we filed a motion for summary judgment, and our attorney argued it before the judge on October the 30th. which was a week ago this past Friday, and we probably will hear whether we're going to be dismissed from the lawsuit sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if we're not dismissed, the case will tentatively go to trial in late April of 2021. So that's where we stand. We just had a very successful fundraising campaign to pay the attorney, the very fine attorney that we're using. And so that's pretty much where we stand. We could always use your help, of course. But we have we've just been keeping an eye on what's going on here over the last few weeks and months with this election. We knew that it was going to be very interesting, to say the least, and it has turned out certainly not to be disappointing in that regard. And I said about a year and a half ago, I guess, that we were facing a new red terror, a new communist revolution, and this is the big act. In it. It was seizing power during the presidential election. I think the ultimate thing they want to do as far as getting control of things is to get control of the Senate as well as the House, so they can do all the things that they need to do to cement the revolution in place and to have no opposition, no official opposition anymore. So that's pretty much a broad summary of where we are with that.
Dr. Hill, we got to go to a quick break. You may not be able to hear the music. We got to go to a quick break. We'll come right back to you, Dr. Hill. Don't lose your train of thought. People, hang on to your seats. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back. As we said earlier, it's November the 7th, year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2020. And we're going to go right back to Dr. Hill, who is the director of the League of the South. He's been that way since about 26 years. He was the hero of Charlottesville, saved many lives at the Battle of Charlottesville back in August the 12th, the year of our Lord, 2017. He was also at the Battle of New Orleans, the Battle of Pikeville, and many others. But anyway, going right back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. We just need to get right down to it. We have a communist revolution going on in America right now. And if they seize America, it's going to be all over, I think, for every other white country in the world. And that's why we're their target. You know, this is kind of a repeat of what happened about 100 years ago in Tsarist Russia. And I don't think that it's a coincidence that the media came out today and announced that Biden and Harris were the winners in this election on the same day 103 years ago, November the 7th, that the Jew Bolsheviks, took over most of the government buildings in the city of Petrograd, which had formerly been St. Petersburg, which is today, I think they've renamed it St. Petersburg. It's had a lot of names, Leningrad, Petrograd, St. Petersburg, but it was the capital of Tsarist Russia, and 103 years ago today, in 1917, the Bolsheviks seized control of the government buildings there. And in a sense, that's what the media and the establishment is trying to do right now, to ram the results of this election through. There are enough irregularities going on here and enough anecdotal evidence to make people pause and wonder how this could even be considered a legitimate operation, this election here. So, you know, I've said all along that I didn't think that either one of the contestants here, Biden or Trump, would accept the results of the election because they would accuse the other side of having cheated. And I think we're seeing that being played out now. I don't think Trump, unless somebody just forces his hand, and that may happen because I really don't know who the man is after 4 years, you know, still. But I don't think he's going to give up because he's got a big ego. And that may be a great thing to have at a time like this, is a huge ego. And he believes he's been cheated, and he probably has. You know, I've never been a Trump supporter because, as I said, I really don't know who the man is. I'm a Southerner. He's a New York Yankee. And, I don't think that he cares much for a lot of the things I care for. But I do think that he's the bulwark right now, placed there by God, standing between us and this Bolshevik revolution. So for that reason alone, I think that this needs to be a legitimate election. And I don't know what's going to happen from here on out, but it's really going to be interesting. But it's going to be time for a lot of our men out there, nationalist men, white nationalists, Southern nationalists, to become warriors. And that's what it's going to take for us to survive, because we are under the gun. If Biden and Harris and their crew control the U.S. government, particularly both houses of Congress, we are in trouble. Absolutely in trouble. So just get ready.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you what, speaking of warriors, sticking to men, I'm glad we got two warriors on the line right now. Before we go to introduce the general, Dr. Hill, you said something that's amazing to me. November the 7th, what'd you say, 1917? November the 7th, 2020?
Yeah, that's right. It could be a coincidence, but maybe not.
Well, I'll tell you what, these Luciferians, they are really big into numbers, numerology.
Yeah, they are.
Big into signs.
They are.
The Freemasons, they do that. And, you know, before we go any further, Dr. Hill, would you tell people how they can get, I know you're hurting for, how can people get money to you to for this lawsuit, for our lawsuit?
Well, they can send it directly to me at the League of the South at P.O. Box 760. Killen, spelled K-I-L-L-E-N. It's a Gaelic word that means little church. Killen, Alabama, 35645. Just address it to Michael Hill or the League of the South. And I would tell you that you could use PayPal, but they long ago shut us out from PayPal and all other electronic payment systems. So you have to do it the old-fashioned way, send a check or money order or even cash to the league office here, and we would certainly appreciate your help.
You know, if anybody wants to send money, in case you didn't get that address, all you have to do, I'll give you the easiest email on earth. Send me an email at eddie@bloodriverradio.com. I mean, that's about as easy as you get, and I guarantee you we'll get you the address to get that money to Dr. Hill and the League of the South, because if you know, if they lose that lawsuit, Eddie Miller and my buddies, we will be in Charlottesville. We will be there. You know what? We eat together, we sleep together, we live together, and we die together as brothers. That's the way it's always been.
You know, we're going to win. We're going to win together too, sir.
We're going to kick the hell out of some people. You know, if you just turn us loose, Dr. Hill, reined us in. He wouldn't turn us all loose up there in Charlottesville. He saved some antifa lives, because I guarantee double damn to you, there'd have been, we were surrounded on all sides. That means we didn't have to hunt them down. We had them right there in our sight. Well, you know what? We have another brother on tonight. We have General Nick Glastovic, a brother of brothers, a guy who I could not admire more. We were just talking about you. How are you doing tonight, General Nick?
Well, excellent. Greetings to you, our Christian brothers, and I'm glad to hear that Michael Hill is on the show. And Eddie Miller, I think you too are crucial people in times like these, because the Spirit of God moves through history, and you're the key actors here. And I heard you mention Bolshevik Satanism, and that's what we have to fight against. Basically, that's the enemy.
That's right, sir. Good to be with you again, sir. It was my pleasure to meet you last year at Montgomery Bell State Park, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well, sir.
Well, excellent. Eddie and Michael, you have greetings from Tom Soonish, the professor. He's also in Croatia.
Tom Soonish.
He's active as usual, and other great veterans from Croatia and members from the Viking platoon, which was a band of brothers that fought against the Mujahideen in Bosnia, so they know who you are. They follow every year what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm familiar with the situation that occurred over there back about 30 years ago now. It doesn't seem that long ago, but Tom Sunik is a good friend of mine, and I've got a lot of good friends and compatriots from the great country of Croatia. So,
well, I'll tell you, what an honor to be on the air with both you guys tonight. It is. It's just, I was saying before we brought you on, General, sometimes we have a little trouble making the overseas calls. You know, we never have any interference by the deep state because they love us. So I know it's not their fault. But we were finally able to get in touch with you. But I just admire you to no end. I'm going to tell you, I'm not just blowing hot air. But people listening in the audience, you know, the true men like we have on the air right now, you need to support them. I mean, they're so rare. It is so rare to find a real ass-kicking man nowadays. You cannot find them. You have these guys. I see them. They're 6'2", 6'6". And you know what? I'm a little guy. But you can't find any with any guts anymore. They want to sit around and debate. They want to stay in four walls with armed guards. But they do not want to get out in the street. They want to make these long-winded speeches, and there's nothing wrong with an intellectual speech. But you know what? The time for the speech-making people are just about gone. We're going to have to be in the street because I got to shut up right quickly. But Biden and this Kamala Hindu black married to a Jew, if they are sworn in as the president and the vice president, they are coming after you and me. You know how I know? Because they said so. They said so. This Kamala, she said she's going to come after, and I'm like Dr. Hill. I'm no big Trump supporter. I voted for the lesser of the two evils, you know. But they have said they're going to turn. No stone will go unturned. They are coming back to pay back us people that supported President Trump in any way. What about that, Dr. Hill?
Oh, yeah, they've already made that clear. They're coming after those, and we'd better be ready. They'll have the full force of the federal government behind us and probably some state and local forces that they coerce. So it's just like I've said many times, we're going to find ourselves as a white race. White Christians in particular are going to be on our own, and we are going to have the target on our back, so we better get ready to live like that for a while. It's not going to be easy, but listen, this is when God gives men strength and courage to stand in this evil day against these, just like the general said, against these Bolshevik Satanists, and that's exactly what they are.
Yes. Speaking of the general, we're going to go right back to the general to respond to you as soon as this break. Men, we'll be right back after this break. Hang on, dear Blood River Radio family. We'll be right back.
Proclaim. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election November 7th, a declaration disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden, 77, said that he is honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in him and running mate Senator Kamala Harris. Trump, vying for a second term, responded in a statement, "We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone highly contested states. Legal votes decide who is president, not the news media," he added. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are being contested by the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Georgia is headed for a recount. Trump keeps gaining on Biden's lead in Arizona. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. A slew of media outlets Saturday declared Biden the winner of the election. In Philadelphia, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told reporters, "Networks don't get to decide elections, courts do." Catholic Vote President Brian Birch issued the following statement following today's media declaration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the winners of the 2020 election. Quote, "The election is far from over and no American should accept the outcome until states certify their results. And all legal challenges have been resolved. The American people are entitled to the assurance that every legal vote was counted and that there were no voter irregularities." This is USA Radio News.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I love y'all so much. One of the big reason we do this is for our family, first and foremost, then our friend's family, our brother's family. The two guys I have on right now, I consider them blood brothers. I really do. They're my brothers in Christ. I'm not putting you on. I would die for these guys. I mean, you might say, "Well, you're 73 years old. You don't have that much left anyway." Well, I tell you what, I tell you one damn thing. I'm ready to flat get it. For whatever it takes, by God, I'm ready to get it. General, my dear General Nick, we were getting ready to go back to you. You and Dr. Hill, we had been referencing the Luciferian Bushelvics. Doctor, before we were able to get you, Dr. Hill, he brought to mind, pointed out that two dates, November the 7th, 1917, when the Luciferian Bushelvics took over in Russia, and I consider the Luciferian Bushelvics on November the 7th, 2020. You are very well versed, General, in the way the Luciferian Bushelvics took over in Russia, in Europe, Eastern Europe, because that's your home place. If you would, General, respond, give us a little bit update, a little bit of a picture, a quick painting, if you will, about how the Luciferian Bushelvics came in and November the 7th, 1917, and how that. If there's any similarities that correspond to the way they're taking over here in this country right here. Go ahead, General.
Well, certainly, Eddie, I think we always have to keep in mind that Eddie's battle for Christianity, for Western civilization, is not only being fought at the political, but I always say the cultural, above all, the spiritual, metaphysical level. Wherever the communists take power, they first eliminate, kill, murder, and destroy 10% of the most vibrant population. So we have aristocide, class genocide, destruction of private property. We have cultural Marxism. We have, for example, at that cultural level, what they did is they formed the so-called League of Militant Atheists who believe there is no God. Then everything is allowed. If you believe in nothing, you believe in everything. And this is their excuse to kill tens of millions. What we have today in the West, we have a total failure of the educational system. We keep mentioning Germany, the Nazis, fascism, but no one speaks about the death of tens of millions of Christians in the Soviet Union. Today, one-fifth of the world's population lives under communism. We have the prison state in North Korea. We have China, which is the greatest threat, external threat to the civilized world. And I seriously believe that it's the red dragon in the apocalypse is China, basically. And it's a shame that we've known nothing about the death of tens of millions of Christians, not just in Soviet Union, but in Europe, in Romania, Yugoslavia. We've heard of, they speak of Himmler, Goebbels, and so on and so forth, but no one has heard of Valery Blokhin, the NKVD executioner, Soviet executioner. He himself executed 7,000 people. And other, we can speak about these radical atheists. They not only destroyed Christianity, for example, in Mongolia, they killed at least 17,000 priests, razed every temple. They've done the same thing in Tibet. They're the greatest threat to Western civilization is cultural Marxism, which has now crossed the Atlantic and become rooted in American universities. So that's where this Antifa movement, which anti-fascism is basically a term that Stalin cooked up to hide his crimes.
You know, you mentioned the killing fields. I'll say, you know, and also there was Genrikh Yagoda, if I'm pronouncing his name right. He was
exactly,
also credited with 10 million white Christians in Russia. What was his name? Kaganovich?
Kaganovich, he was the executioner in the Ukraine, where in the summer of 1932, 20,000 Ukrainians were dying a day from a bullet in the head or from mass starvation, because they basically starved people to death. They even took their seeds. They drove people into collectives. They stole their stock. They even confiscated their seeds so they couldn't grow grain anymore. These people are lionized in the West today, and it's hard to believe, but the syphilitic Lenin, they're raising his statue in Germany. So it tells you that Germany is still occupied.
Yes, you know, and mixing this all in, right before we go, Dr. Hill, we got about a 2-minute clip we're going to play in just a second. You know, that all goes in. I think you guys are right. We have the offspring of these Luciferian Jewish Bolsheviks. Make no mistake, they were all Jewish. They were Luciferian Jews. I'm going to tell you what, Bolshevism, socialism, communism, Judaism, it's like a wheel. They're all one and the same. And it also connects with this Luciferian Bolshevik takeover of a Christian nation here in the United States with this election. And I think there's a guy named Newt Gingrich who used to be the Speaker of the House some years ago. He can say it probably better than I can. We're going to play a little clip and see what Nick Gingrich said. Excuse me, Newt Gingrich said, and some of the solutions he's going to give that we can take to fight back. I'll go ahead and play that clip, Bethany.
The angriest I have been in that entire 6 decades. You have a group of corrupt people who have absolute contempt for the American people, who believe that we are so spineless, so cowardly, so unwilling to stand up for ourselves, that they can steal the presidency and we'll wring our hands, bring in a few lawyers, and do nothing. My hope is that President Trump will lead the millions of Americans who understand exactly what's going on. The Philadelphia machine is corrupt. The Atlanta machine is corrupt. The machine in Detroit is corrupt. And they're trying to steal the presidency, and we should not allow them to do that. First of all, under federal law, we should lock up the people who are breaking the law. You stop somebody from being an observer, you just broke federal law. You hide and put up paper so nobody can see what you're doing, you just broke federal law. You bring in ballots that aren't real, you just broke federal law. I am sick and tired of corrupt left-wing Democrats who believe that we are too timid and too easy to intimidate, and therefore, let us go out and steal it. That's exactly, I mean, no one should have any doubt. You are watching an effort to steal the presidency of the United States, and this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the American people. Do the American people have the right in an honest election with honest, legitimate ballots to pick their leader? Or are we now just sheep to be dominated by the high-tech businesses, the news media, and the various political machines? And are we supposed to surrender? So I think this is one of the great, this is a crisis in the American system, comparable to Washington on Christmas Eve or comparable to Lincoln at Gettysburg. This is a genuine, deep crisis of our survival.
So what is the...
That was the former Newt Gingrich. He was the Speaker of the House, I think, what, under Bush. I know he was the Speaker of the House. He was a big time politician in the United States. He laid it out. He certainly laid it out. Dr. Hill, he said, and here's what I feel. I feel like he's right on the money. I think the American white, the white man in general, and specifically, a lot of these so-called Republicans, they're spineless. They're cowardly. They're too timid to even live. They're easy to intimidate. They're just you know, effeminate. I have no end of disdain for these people. Dr. Hill, back to you, Dr. Hill. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm very glad to hear Newt Gingrich say that. I'm really kind of surprised that a mainstream Republican would, but he did. Look, we Southerners have known for a long time that this alliance of Negroes and Jews has been used against the white man. And you look at what happened. He mentioned three places, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Detroit. Those places are run,
yes,
on the ground by Negroes, but Jews are behind, Jew money's behind all this. So it's that old Negro-Jew alliance, again, going against the white man. You know, they shoved civil rights down our throats here in the South, and we let it happen. My granddaddy and daddy's generations let that happen. And here we are. I mean, these are the sorry fruits of that, and we're seeing it happen. And Congressman Gingrich is absolutely correct. I mean, we sit around and bitch and moan and complain about this, but it's time for men to stand up and, as the Bible says, play the men. You know, act like the men that God created you to be out there, folks. Because we got enemies, and they're not only at the gates, man, they are inside the gates, wreaking havoc on our civilization. And it's time to put them down like the damn mad dogs that they are, because they're going to destroy everything that we hold dear.
You nailed it, Dr. Hill. You nailed it. And, Dr. Hill, we're going to come right back after this break. We're going to go to you, then we'll go right back to the great, great general. People, hold on just a second. We'll be right back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
A Bienus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question: do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, I don't think any of the punks listening to this show feels lucky tonight. Not with the damn warriors we got on here tonight, I guarantee you. By the way, before we go back to Dr. Hill, my little spirit granddaughter, Bethany, said that we have a man to call the show. He said he loves what's going on tonight. He loves the show, and he's going to send us in a donation. To thank you, General. Thank you, Dr. Hill. Well, General Hill and General Nick. I got two generals on tonight. But I'm going to tell you what. We are rocking and rolling. And, guys, I get so daggum excited and I'm just ready to fix the bayonets. I really am, by God. But, Dr. Hill, you know how scatterbrained I am. What the hell was we talking about before we went to break?
Well, we were talking about basically what Congressman Gingrich had said, which I think is right on the mark. You know, this is an existential crisis for white Christendom. And the general's right. You know, this is a satanic attack by the Judeo-Bolsheviks. And it's pretty much following the game plan that it followed 100 years ago in Tsarist Russia and other parts of Europe. And it's been brought to these shores now, and this may be the climax. This may be their final act to seize power. And it's time for us to stand up and simply not allow it to happen. And President Trump has been put where he's been put by God. And right now I think he is front and center in this fight. But, you know, we need to stand up for the white race. He's not going to come out and say he's a white nationalist or a Christian. But, you know, we can and we will, and that's what we're fighting for. And God may use him to fight for the same thing. But we know who the enemy is, folks, and we have got to name them, and we've got to destroy them and drive them into the sea like the vermin that they are.
Yes, yes, yes. There is no compromise with these people. You cannot get along with them. They never forget. They never forgive. And they are determined to kill us. They want to wipe us out. How about that, General Nick? How would you like to chime in on that?
Well, Dr. Hill made a very important point. I think reminds me of a saying by a writer. He said, whoever becomes a sheep will find a wolf to eat him. So we cannot be docile. And I think that the biggest enemy is apathy. If we look at the United States now, we just have to... What may happen in the United States, God willing, it won't happen. We see Canada. In Canada in 5 years will no longer be a white country. We have massive immigration. We have total control of the media. For example, in Canada, we have CanWest, the largest media conglomerate. It's 70% owned by a fellow called Israel Asper. So we know how that works. So you cannot expect objective reporting from those types of people. We have a media filter globally, and I think the battle being fought in the United States is a global battle. We have the same problems in Europe. We have immigration. We have false multiculturalism. just last week, we had several beheadings in France by militant jihadists. We had 5 people killed in Austria, 20 wounded, again, by Islamic terrorists. So that's another threat to the West. And this Trojan horse of multiculturalism, unlimited immigration, is that's basically it's a two-pronged, it's a hydra that will eventually erode and destroy Western civilization if we don't stand up.
I agree with you 100%. Dr. Hill made a statement, and that we need to name the enemy. I'm going to tell you what, Dr. Hill, in general, the president, well, I think one of the major screw-ups he made during this election, during his presidency, he never did name the enemy. If he would have come out, if he didn't name, he said, the Jews, international Jewry, have surrounded me. I don't know why in the world he's got that stinking Jew son-in-law in his White House. I mean, he should have gotten rid of him from day one. I question his insanity why he did that. He needs to come out and say, yes, I'm a white nationalist. The Jews are trying to destroy me. Anybody that's a Christian in this country, 70% of this country claims to be Christian, at least used to be 70 or 80%. We need to unite as white nationalist Christians and drive these criminals into the ocean, just like Dr. Hill said. Dr. Hill, should he name, would he gain capital by naming the Jew and claiming to be a white nationalist? Why would he benefit from that? And if he would, why has he not done that?
Well, I would sure like it if he would do that. I think I would do it if I was in his position as president, but that's neither here nor there because I'm not. But look, he is beholden, I think, to a lot of Jews because of his making his fortune in New York City and having so much real estate there and probably having a lot of loans with Jew banks. So they got him between a rock and a hard place. But if you look back over his last 4 years, it's almost like he's been giving the signals when he can to his white working and middle class base out there that he has been being held hostage by these people, and he dare not speak their name because they could crush him. But look, here's what I like about Trump. He's a wild card. He's an egotistical bastard, just like I am. And I understand him in that sense. And he is not going to let somebody push him around. And I think this just may make him mad enough to where he does some things that we might be surprised by. And one of those, Eddie, is naming the enemy, at least in a roundabout way. Maybe not directly, but maybe in a roundabout way. And if he does, we'll know who he's talking about, and that'll be a step in the right direction. But you do have to name your enemy before you can defeat him. Otherwise, he's got you down, and you're not going to win. So
that's for that, I'm sure. You know, Dr. Hill, in general, I'm going to quote a quote that I've heard Dr. Hill use before, and I think it was in The Outlaw Josie Wales. Sometime a man just has to get mad dog mean. You have to forget your Yale education, your Harvard education, whatever. You have to get in there in the trenches. You know, this is, like I said before, this is not the time for long-winded, eloquent speeches, you know, talking about how the Normans first came into Scotland or whatever, and how the white people that immigrated from the Caucasus. That's great. But this now is the time for warriors. Another quote I have, I think it was Clint Eastwood in one of his movies. He said that when the SHIT, when it hits the fan, they call for the sons of bitches. They don't call for
That's
the right. intellectuals. They don't call for the college professors. They call for the mad dog mean SOBs. That's who they
That's
call
right.
for. And that's who we need now. We need friggin' warriors because I tell you what, these people they're trying to come into power. They want to kill us. They want to kill us. That's what they want. And they're not going to be satisfied until they do that. And I'll bet you General Nick can testify to the fact that they killed thousands, millions of people in Eastern Europe and Russia. How about that, General?
Well, they set us back decades. It's the most destructive force in human history is that Bolshevik Satanism. And I think, as Dr. Hill said, you have to know the enemy. But going back to what you just quoted, Clint Eastwood, I just thought, I think John Wayne said this. I believe he said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. So basically, I think we're at that point in Europe, in the United States. We're doing as much as we can here. But the enemy, the problem is that the biggest advantage that the Zionists have. The Jewish lobby, the kosher lobby, is through brainwashing, through Hollywood, through mainstream media, through manipulation. They've forced us to look at the world through their eyes, which is a totally false view of the world. I think the most, here in Europe, the most maligned man in Hollywood films is Joe McCarthy. And we know now that he's been, his view was justified. Say those traitors like the Rosenbergs are now actually, they're in Hollywood films, they're not villains. They've sold nuclear secrets to the most evil dictator in history after Mao Zedong. They're basically now, they're heroes in Hollywood films. And we have to stand up for the truth because we need, today's basic problem in the world today is lack of moral fiber.
Yes. Absolutely. General, you nailed it, buddy. You most certainly did. People, we're almost out of time. We're getting ready to go to a break. General Hill, we'll have to, General Nick, we'll have to let you go to after this hour. Our other brother, Gene Andrews, he will be calling in for the second hour with breaking news in Nashville, Tennessee. But, General, we've got to get up about a minute or two. Is there any other comments you would like to make specifically to the election, what's happened to the corruption here in the United States, or anything else you'd like to make a comment?
Yeah,
on?
Stalin said it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Who's observing the observers? The snail mail, it's a mystery to me, but again, we see that the con could be on, definitely. And I would love to know who financed Biden's. You probably more than we know here in Europe, which of this Masonic Jewish lobby financed Biden's campaign. I'd love to see that.
You know, I can tell you, I know some general, I know probably the main financiers. It's always the Jew. You can always count on the Jew to be our enemy. Like Adolf Hitler said, when you come up to a garbage pile, a pile of rotting flesh, for instance, like an old dead cow in the field, when you pull that old rotting flesh back, get to the very underneath that, you'll find the Jew. And what he was talking about was you find like pornographic movies, child sex trafficking, drugs on the street. If you follow it, the money from the little corner street pusher, little teenage punk with a roach in his pocket, you follow it. Follow the money. Go back. Back trail, you'll find some Jew that's distributing these drugs nationwide. He was so right.
Yep.
General, thank you so much for being on tonight. We're getting ready to go to a break any minute now. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, let me say that, General. I look forward to being on the same battlefield with you again in the future, sir.
Well, you guys are doing your bit. This is part of it because. You have to win the information war. This is this cultural battle. So you people
right.
have never been docile, and I hope that God bless you and your efforts and you the people that are with you. I love the
Thank
South.
You.
I love the South.
Thank you.
And I'm hearing
you
now
sir.
That is it Tennessee, correct me if I'm wrong, if they're changing their flag now to the Magnolia.
That's
Mississippi.
That's right.
Yeah, they're raising your statues.
Sure.
This is a sad thing to see, I think. So but hang in there. I wish you the best, and God bless all of you.
God bless you, sir.
General.
Look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, sir. And please call me anytime. General, I'll be calling you this next week. I always do. I always hound you. You can't get away from me. Thank you so much, General Nick. God bless you, my brother. People, we're getting ready to go to the second hour. Dr. Hill's going to stay on with us, and we'll be picking up Gene Andrews in a few minutes. We also have another brother, Tim, League of the South. He's going to try to call in. He said he's having difficulty calling in. We'll have to fix him up. Hang on, people. Transitioning to the second hour. Be back in a few minutes.